This column is written as an imaginary correspondence between Byron the bicyclist and Patty the pedestrian. Dear Patty, do you remember Fun Kid's poem that goes something like this? Spring is sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder where the birdie is. Well, I haven't seen any grass rising yet, but the birdies sure are out. Yesterday, there were 3 robins in our mountain ash tree. The sap is flowing in our maples. 2 squirrels are scurrying from tree to tree. I have even seen a butterfly. City crews are cleaning up the winter roadside grit, making for more enjoyable biking. But coming back from Canadian Tire on Highway 20 last week, there sure was a lot of gravel and wood particles on the highway shoulders. Dust was flying. I hope Dawson Road maintenance will clean it up before their May 15th deadline. By the way, thanks, Dawson, for putting up a new Share the Road sign on Highway 20 just north of South Lakeside. Signed, Byron the Bicyclist. Dear Byron, years ago, I was on the Williams Lake Air Quality Roundtable. We discussed what is called track out from the mills and the pellet plant. There were 3 action items from that. The first was for drivers to get more mud off their trucks. Secondly, the mills and the pellet plant would use some of their own equipment on the road to help clean up. The third was that when the mills reorganize their yards, they would design it to ensure less mud would get on the road. Byron, the first and the last item got done. But I don't know if the mills or the pellet plant have helped clean up. If they did, we would breathe easier while walking and cycling. Let us enjoy cleaner spring air. Signed, Patty the Pedestrian. Bert Gronenberg has been walking, cycling and driving in Williams Lake for over 30 years. Read more. Share the road. Consider other road users. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.